This is GQDN for Wednesday, July 29th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a game going to PlayStation 5. 007's going to Switch 2. And Final Fantasy 7 Revelations may not get a physical release. But we begin today with layoffs. GameSpot.com did say that Double Fine is cutting 25% of their staff after their separation from Microsoft. And that's what the studio head, Tim Schafer, did say about the San Francisco-based studio laying off 23 people this week. And according to the report of Jason Schreier, that did amount up to 25% of the Double Fine's employees, is what Schafer did say. Quote, "A small, tightly knit team, these actions are not taken lightly. Only the survival of our studio would ever make us consider such a painful move," end quote. He also did say that the move was because of the separation from Microsoft. But he did talk about the employees. Further quote, "We thank them for their hard work and commitment to the creative spirit we cherish here at Double Fine," end quote. Now in 2000, Double Fine was founded and was an independent studio until Microsoft bought the company back in 2019. And Schafer did say back then that he was very concerned about selling to Microsoft because the company might not be able to retain its, quote, "culture and identity," end quote, under Microsoft. Now that's not Final Fantasy, though. Polygon.com did say that Final Fantasy VII's Revelations might not get a physical release, but he does want it. Now, Sony's plan on the new physical disc production will end in 2028, meaning that Final Fantasy VII Revelation should be safe. But the director, Naoki Hamaguchi, did say that the decision on the third entry will get a physical release or not is still up in the air. He was talking to Games Radar Plus. And at the Final Fantasy XIV Berlin Fest, Hamaguchi would say that Square Enix is, quote, "still having internal discussions on what the exact SKU product lineup is going to be for Revelations. So I can't say anything particularly definitive at this point in time," end quote. Now he does know that that's something that the fans does want, and he wants it too. For the quote, "I'm working to make the arrangements to allow us to have some kind of physical edition," end quote. Now, he does want it, but will that mean that that will be out for everyone? Because the industry is shifting away from the physical discs, and Hamaguchi doesn't think that physical games will go away entirely. Further quote, "maybe you'll have a box with the code inside, or maybe cards like Nintendo's doing, or a boot disc or something. I feel like there's always be something, and I hope there will be," end quote. Now, all of the games that are being developed now does not have the physical discs, but they have a code inside the boxes right now. Now we go to the sports corner, because Cohesive KT did sweep T1, and that was today, where the KT roster defeated T1 2-0 in the Legend Group match, the League of Legends Champions Korea. And this is part of their regular season, round three. It was held at the League of Legends Park in Jeongdong. And it was quite the victory against the opponent, T1. How did that happen? Well, Faker did break the stalemate for T1 after Doran, Choi Hoyun-ju's Vesa, was caught out. Faker used some excellent movements and spacing to lead the T1 to victory on the top lane skirmish. But KT Rolster did begin to pull ahead after picking off Akali in the mid lane and securing Baron. And Zeran did dodge B1's ultimate. And the teammates quickly rotated back in. And that's how they took down B. And that's how the KT Rolster won game one. So in game two, Rolster went for a, quote, BDD's Yon secured a triple kill, played highlighted by fantastic skill coordination between the mid, jungle, and support. And there was a red flag for T1, who needed to exert pressure on the side lanes. But they showed resilience in finding kills in areas where Yon was absent to keep their hopes alive, end quote. Came from the article. So at the 25-minute mark, T1 executed a perfect CC chain, and they began with Sunling Zigui, whatever that name is, to delete Yon. But around the 25-minute mark, T1 executed the CC chain, right? But they also attempted a desperate play around Baron, but Perfect's Rumble that had a perfect ultimate on their retreat path. And that deleted FaZe's Jhin and Lee Sin. That did happen. 2-0. HL.TV did say that Blast Bounty Season 2 quarterfinals are now set. And this one is being played in Malta. So the bottom four teams seeded their opponents with the four high seeds. And Payne is getting the pick of first in their draft. So here are the matchups. Liquid versus Spirit. 3D Max versus Moos. FaZe versus the Mongols. And Payne versus Astralis. Now we get to some good stuff. Polygon.com did say that City Skylines is hooking up with Bellatro in a new roguelike game. If you're a city builder, you can try out City Skylines because that's where you find them. So, how do you start? You have an island, and it's a structure with resource layout that may never be the same. So, if you want Bellatro there, well, you have to go through all the ways to clear the things even higher. Which, by the way, you can still lose, but that's the way of the game. But don't give up. Don't give up. He won't give up. 007 is coming to Nintendo Switch 2 on September 16th. That's according to GamingBolt.com. And it's IO Interactive because they've been working on the Nintendo Switch 2 version of 007 First Light. But they didn't provide any solid release date aside from the late summer window. And the title could be priced at $55. It could be. But if you're looking for a game on PC, Studio Reset did say that The Eventide is going to be on PC via Steam when it launches. So what is it about? Well, it's a neon-noir Canadian cityscape. The Eventide puts players in control of the covert team, paranormal investigators, tasked with monitoring, studying, and inverting in strange cases that most people would never know that they existed. Players can watch the teaser, trailer now, and wishlist the game on Steam. But what Steam game could be going to PlayStation 5? Dragon Sword Awakening, thanks to PushSquare.com. Now there's no official date. Now there's no official date for the game's release, but so far it's doing pretty well. 23,000 concurrent players on Steam and 90% of positive reviews. If you want it, it's coming. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.